Time for some news.
Jack and News, trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, still busy getting through the Brakfontein interchange southbound towards Midrand. It's queuing from Jean Avenue on the N14 and Boeta Avenue on the N1.
Die Transformation Alliance sê voorgesette politieke binnengevegte in die Satswane kan lei tot 'n 9de burgemeester in net 7 jaar. Die alliansie kritiseer ook die stad se onlangse besluit om amptenare strafregtelik aan te kla oor die verhoging van eiendomspryse. Transnet sê hy wil voor die einde van die jaar privaat treinoperateurs toelaat om aansoek te doen om die spoornetwerk te gebruik. Dit beteken privaat operateurs sal teen April volgende jaar toegang hê tot die spoornetwerk. En in Kenia is minstens 17 kinders dood na 'n seuns koshuis aan die brand geslaan het. Die oorsaak van die brand is nog onbekend. Daar was 156 kinders in die slaapsaal. Nou vir die jongste saak nuus, die MTN groep sê hy ondersoek beweringe van partydigheid teen sy uitvoerende hoof Ralph Mapita. Die Sunday Times berig talle uitvoerende hoofde dreig om te bedank oor sy leierskapstyl. Die uitvoerende hoof van Media 24, Esmet Davidson, sal maandag uittreë. Davidson, wat die maatskappy sedert 2018 lei, sal egter as raadgewer aanbly. En Duitsland is gewillig om te help om Suid-Afrika se kragnetwerk opknapping van 390 miljard rand te befonds wat meer son- en windkrag wil inkorporeer. Die steen vorm deel van die billiger energieoordrag vennootskap vir Suid-Afrika. 'N Dollar kos R17.84, 'n euro R19.80 en 'n pond R23.45. Goud verhandel teen $2,513.16 per fynons. Ek is Chanel September met meer nuus om 6:00.
Siya Kolisi is going through the pain barrier, and that's to face the All Blacks tomorrow, and that sums up the Springbok captain's attitude about the game tomorrow. It's not just about getting a firm grip on the Khosalaga Rugby Championship, it's also about achieving something that this group of players hasn't done before, and that's winning 4 in a row against the All Blacks. Now, double World Cup winning captain Kolisi sustained a painful broken nose. However, he did confirm that he got through all his practices this week without any ill effects from the injury. In cricket news, Laura Wolfart and Marco Janssen were crowned the SA Women's and Men's Player of the Year, respectively, at the Cricket South Africa Awards yesterday. Wolfart took the reins as captain, and she also won the T20 International Women's Player of the Year, the One Day International Player of the Year, and she was also voted the Fans Player of the Year as well. In terms of live cricket that's on the go at the moment, it's England up against Sri Lanka. England had 170 for the loss of 2 wickets. Ben Duckett finally back in the pavilion on 86. Ollie Pope, the captain, on 63 from just 67 deliveries. So Baz ball continuing for the English indeed. So 170 for 2, and that is still on day 1. And Itumeleng Khune's playing days at Kaizer Chiefs are over. This was confirmed by the club's marketing director, Jessica Mutaung. Khune's career has been in limbo ever since his contract expired at the end of the season and no new contract was forthcoming. And Themba Zwane, well, he's vowed to wear his heart on his sleeve when he captains the Bafana Bafana team tonight. They take on Uganda at the Orlando Stadium. That game kicks off in about 25 minutes' time. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
I can't win. I can't reign. I will never win this game without you, without you, without you, without you, without you, without you. I am lost, I am vain, I will never be the same without you.